Now, I haven't talked to him with Patrick Sustridge, who is the vice president of the health and wellness at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. He's also the executive director of Alive. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he's been busy because Alive is a great new facility that is going to be a focal point of the Charlotte and surrounding area. And they've been gearing up as they've been opening different portions of that facility. And Patrick's on the other end of our line. Patrick, have you gotten any sleep at all in the last couple months?
I have. I've had a little bit of sleep, but also we've been having a lot of fun here. Things are going very well, and the community and people from all around the region are really enjoying utilizing Alive and just beginning to discover how they could utilize it.
Well, as of this morning, it's fully open. Tell our listeners what Alive is and what it's all about.
Sure. Alive is a destination community experience-based health park that's open to everyone in the region, so there's not a membership involved with it. You could basically come in the front door and utilize any of our free programming or services, and we also have a tremendous amount of fee-based programming as well. So, for instance, this morning we had a group right when we opened come in to utilize the indoor walking path and enjoy that during the Michigan winters. And so that's been definitely a highlight of the building itself. And today is the first day that Nourish, our healthy food cafe, has opened. And we've already started serving some breakfast and coffee items. And that's been well received by our community as well.
So the focal point of Alive is kind of a community center. Folks can have meetings there. They can go there and enjoy great food. They can go there and work out. But healthcare is also a focal point.
There is. We started 2 weeks ago is when we launched the clinical services out here at Alive. And that was physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and then our women's health center, which includes digital mammography, bone densiometry, and other services. And a lot of those were existing services that we offered back at the hospital that we've now relocated here at Alive, providing them in a much different environment and delivering them in a much different way than traditional hospital services are. Because you know, when you go in for a mammography, for instance, you're not sick. So why go to a hospital? Why not go to a place of health, a place of wellness? And we've already had women travel upwards of 2 hours to choose to come here and get their mammography done because of the environment, the experience, and the fact that we've connected our mammography services directly with a nurse who is there with the woman during every stage of the process. So, in fact, as opposed to receiving a postcard in the mail 5 days after your mammogram, the nurse that you met with actually, you know, calls you a day later with the results and kind of walks you through that, answers any questions, and provides any additional follow-up if needed.
Patrick, I had the opportunity to be at Alive for the groundbreaking. You took a facility which was abandoned, and as a result, that part of Charlotte was almost dead. And you've taken this huge facility and just turned it into something that, if you will, is alive and has the hustle and bustle of a lot of energy and fun. Tell us about the start, when you took over this piece of property and what you've done with it, what folks will see.
Well, you know, this started, you know, about 4 years ago when the hospital was simply looking for a need to expand clinical services, and it grew, and I really give our board of directors and our CEO, Matt Rush, a tremendous amount of credit for having the vision and the courage to not only look at their, at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital as a hospital, but as a catalyst for socioeconomic growth in the region. And with that, you know, as you said, you know, taking an old abandoned grocery store that probably would be abandoned for decades to come, and really working in conjunction with our community to spearhead a capital fundraising campaign. We raised $3 million throughout the region to help bring this first phase to life, and we have another million to go. in order to continue the expansion of this building. We've just begun with what this building can and will eventually be. We've renovated this first phase, which includes the demonstration teaching kitchen, the cafe, the indoor walking path, the clinical areas, as I mentioned, rehab and women's health, a multi-purpose activity gym where we have free and open rock climbing, open basketball, volleyball, so it's for recreation for our community. All of that is opened, and what we're looking to do is to hopefully this spring start the next phase, which would include a child care facility and children's programming, as well as moving the physical wellness and fitness center of the hospital here at Alive, including locker rooms, and then also building a three-room conference center. Because as you've mentioned, we're seeing the community come in and just utilize this as a place for meetings and gatherings and functions. We had a group of women out on Friday who were just playing cards and enjoying the company of each other. So it truly is about the region, it's about the community, and it's about bringing people together. And we feel that if you could accomplish that the health aspect of it will continue to grow and expand.
Patrick Sustrich is the Vice President of Health and Wellness at the Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital. He's also the Executive Director of Alive. It's fully open as of this morning. Patrick, for more information about Alive, where can folks go?
The best place right now is to call us, and the number is 517-541-5800. We do have a website up and running, which does give you a map of the facility and talks more about the capital campaign. But a more robust website will be available next week, which will list all of our cooking classes and recreational programs and activities. The website is myalive.com.
Patrick, I can't wait to get down there and see Alive as it's fully open this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. We look forward to seeing you here.